farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Bowden Farmers Association among residents in Portland to benefit from agriculture and tourism business opportunities. Stay with us to hear more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is rolling out a series of business opportunity workshops targeting residents of 30 communities in and around the Blue and John Crow Mountains World Heritage Site in Portland. The workshops are aimed to assist residents to tap into the business and income generation potential of the site. The heritage site was recently inscribed on the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's UNESCO World Heritage List.
It may also have implications for new and significant patents as we seek income and revenue gains from agriculture, agro-processing, and nutraceuticals, which may require new partnerships between RADA, Scientific Research Council, and JIPO for the economic advancement of these communities.
Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange. Among the areas to benefit is agriculture. The Bowden Penn Farmers Association, which operates the Ambassabeth Cottages in the Upper Rio Grande Valley of Portland, stands as a model business for income generation in the area. The association has a membership of 25 persons and combines tourism and agriculture to provide an essential service that makes their business viable. Their cottages, designed out of bamboo, are a popular spot for hikers, tourists, and other visitors to the area.
We look and see what we had. We look at the forest, so we said we could put it to economic use. So we started and we built a cabin and we planted 10 acres of reforestation.
President of the Bowden Penn Farmers Association, Eric McCurbin. The association boasts 5 cabins that can house 30 guests. The mission of the association is to create a community-based model for nature and ecotourism development. It also aims to promote sustainable livelihoods through diversification and expansion of agricultural production and utilization of untapped natural, cultural, and historical resources that exist in the region.
These grants that we get help our people in our community economically to provide more food on the table, to be able to send them children to school.
President of the Bowden Penn Farmers Association, Eric McCurbin. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ana all roof a shelter. Translation, not all roofs can provide shelter. And this means not everything you think is a refuge actually is.
JCDC presents the Culinary Arts Regional Competition 2016, Wednesday, May 18, YMCA Auditorium, 21 Hope Road, Kingston. Friday, May 20, St. Mary's Anglican Church Hall, Port Maria. Friday, May 27, Jockey Factory, Lucy Hanover. 10 a.m. daily, admission free. Come see the exciting Dutchie Dash, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, The Rising Chef Competition, Celebrity Cook-Off, and much more. Free health checks by the NHF and Nestle. Sponsored by Chase Fund, Grace Foods, Excelsior, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Nestle, We Can, Lifespan Spring Water and Petcom.
Children need your love and protection. So
protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the GIS for Child Month.
Love us. Don't abuse us.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.